This Sunday, we move from the Gospel of John to Luke, to the 24th chapter of Luke. This is right after the story of the road to Emmaus. And now the two disciples are recounting what had happened on the way to Emmaus and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. While they are recounting this, our Lord appears to them. Our risen Lord appears to them, and he eats baked fish. He is not a ghost. Our Lord is a resurrected body. And then I'm sure they had to relate that experience. They related their own experience. The secret of the Bible, from cover to cover, is really wrapped up in those five words. They related their own experience. Moses, Elijah, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ruth, the 12 apostles, Saint Paul, responsible for 13 of the 27 books of the New Testament, the two disciples, Mary, Mary Magdalene, Elizabeth. They related their own experience of God. They related their own experience of Jesus Christ. And these experiences are credible because they happen over and over and over. Hallucination is possible, but group hallucination is not possible. The experiences these people have are personal. They are exciting, and they have a need to speak about them. They have a need to share them. We come together to share our experiences. Above all, our Lord being revealed to us once again in the breaking of the bread. This past week, the priests of the Diocese of Bismarck gathered for our spring conference. One of my responsibilities in my diocesan job is to direct and to carry out those conferences. In 2019, I signed as our speaker Dr. John Bergsma. There he is, right there, all smiley. He is a biblical professor at the University of Steubenville in Ohio. He related to us his experience. He was born a Protestant, and for 5 years he served as an active Calvinist pastor. He then went to graduate school to continue his studies in Protestantism, his studies in Calvinism, and he taught as a pastor that Calvinism reclaimed the early Christian tradition. So he started to study the early Christian tradition. And he read the fathers of the church. And one of the documents, he said, which was the straw, he said it was the straw that broke my Protestant camel's back, was this letter from Saint Ignatius of Antioch to the church in Smyrna. Saint Ignatius of Antioch was a bishop in Antioch. He was arrested, and by order of the emperor, he was transported to Rome to be martyred. And his martyrdom happened on July 6, 108. He was thrown to the lions in the Colosseum, to the spectacle of about 50,000 people. Most of the Christians in Rome were martyred at the Circus Maximus, but a few, St. Ignatius, one of them, was martyred at the Colosseum. They starved the lions for days to expedite the martyrdom. St. Ignatius knew he was going to die. On his way to Rome, he wrote letters, which we have today. St. Ignatius of Antioch knew St. John the Apostle, who wrote the Gospel. And he wrote this 10 years after St. John died. He wrote this in the year 106. The creed we're about to pray after this homily was formulated over 200 years later. In the year 106, St. Ignatius said, "Stay away from heretics." He said, "They abstain from the Eucharist and from prayer because they confess not the Eucharist to be the flesh of our Savior Jesus Christ, not the flesh who, but the flesh which suffered for our sins and which the Father raised up again." He read this. And then he read St. Ignatius again that spoke about the bishops. "Where the bishops gather, let the people gather. Where Jesus Christ is, there is the Catholic Church." St. Ignatius was using the term Catholic Church 80 years after the crucifixion of our Lord. Dr. Bergsma read this. This is early Christian tradition. Bishops, the Eucharist, the sacraments, a church structure. He said, "I taught Calvinism," reclaimed the early Christian tradition. He said, "The only church that has the early Christian tradition is the Catholic Church." He left his job and was received into the church in 2001 with his wife, Dawn. Dr. Bergsma cannot understand how he reoriented his entire life to become Catholic, and so many Catholics do not understand the early Christian tradition in the Catholic Church. Then he starts to work with Catholics who left the church, Catholics who said, "I left the church because I didn't have a personal relationship with Jesus." Dr. Bergsma said, "What did you think was happening when you came forth to receive the Eucharist in your hand as a Catholic? The flesh of our Lord. How more personal do you want to get?" Dr. Bergsma related his experience to us priests, and we all walked out being reminded the gift we have in our Catholic faith. Christ was made known to the two disciples in the breaking of the bread. Christ was made known to Dr. Bergsma in the breaking of the bread. And he is made known to us as well. Faith, he said, faith seeking understanding leads you to the Catholic Church. I brought some new Catholics in during Easter, and I know there are a lot more. We have our regular RCIA program, our program for Catholics to receive more education, or non-Catholics perhaps to become Catholic. Our general program is from September to Easter, but we also have a compact program beginning in May, May 2nd to June 13th. That's a 7-week period, but we will meet 6 times in that and take Memorial Day off, starting May 2nd. Maybe you want to take it, or maybe one of your family members does. But let's pray for our new Catholics, and let's pray in thanksgiving for Protestants like Dr. Bergsma, who remind us the gift we have here today. Let's think of that as we prepare again to experience our Lord in the breaking of the bread. Amen.